The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Climate Crisis. Before I begin with the episode, I would like to take a few moments to explain what this 10-part series is all about. This podcast explores climate change and the influence humans are having on our planet, as well as what we can all do to combat it. Fighting climate change can seem like a too huge of a task, too difficult and too confusing to tackle. So in this podcast, I will try to help you make sense of it all. I will be providing a lot of scientific facts and tips to assist you in making some meaningful changes to help our world. I want to provide individuals the tools they need to help solve this situation. My hope is that at the end of each episode, I can give the listeners a light bulb moment of something perhaps they can do or some insight into the way we are treating this planet. In this first episode, I would like to explain what climate change is and address the continuing climate dispute about whether or not it is caused by humans. To begin, it is important to understand that climate is not the same as weather and climate change is not the same as global warming. The terms weather and climate are frequently confused, although they relate to events that occur over very different timescales. Weather refers to atmospheric conditions that occur locally over short periods of time, such as minutes, hours, or days. Rain, snow, clouds, winds, floods, and thunderstorms are all examples of weather. Climate, on the other hand, refers to the long-term regional or even global average of temperature, humidity, and rainfall patterns over seasons, years, or decades. Although the terms global warming and climate change are sometimes interchanged, they have very different meanings. Global warming is one component of climate change, and it refers to an increase in global temperatures as a result of rising greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere, which is caused by human activities such as the burning of fossil fuels. Climate change, on the other hand, is a long-term shift in average weather patterns such as precipitation, temperature, and wind patterns. Climate change encompasses both human-caused and natural-caused warming. It is calculated as the average increase in the global temperature of the Earth. According to NASA, human activities are thought to have elevated Earth's global average temperature by around 1 degree Celsius or 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit since the pre-industrial period. Currently, the global average temperature is increasing by 0.2 degrees Celsius or 0.36 degrees Fahrenheit per decade. When it comes to climate change, I believe one of the most common issues is how do we know it is happening? The basic science behind why greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide generate warming has been understood for a long time. Although greenhouse gases make up a small percentage of the atmosphere, they serve an important role in regulating the Earth's temperature by trapping heat from the sun. The greenhouse gas effect is a natural phenomenon that is critical in making Earth a suitable place for life to survive. People began using coal and other fossil fuels to power factories and steam engines during the Industrial Revolution, adding more greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. Human activities have been heating the globe since then. We know this because of data that dates back to mid-1800s, when temperature readings were gathered at weather stations and aboard ships. Later, scientists began utilizing satellites to detect surface temperatures and look for evidence of climate change in geological records, such as tree rings, ice cores, corals, and sediments. The result is a picture of global temperature change that is essentially flat for centuries until abruptly rising in the last 150 years. All of this evidence points to the same conclusion. the earth is heating up and it is now hotter than it has been in at least 1,000 years, if not much longer. I believe that public opinion on climate change has a significant impact on our planet's future. The debate over climate change has two sides. One side claims that current global warming is the result of human activity, while the other claims that it is a result of natural causes. According to the Yale Climate Opinion Map 2020, 57% of adults in the United States believe that human actions are to blame for global warming, while 37% feel that natural causes are to blame. As for me, I agree with this 57%. I believe that we humans play a major role in the destruction of our planet. Amazingly, there is little debate about climate change among scientists. According to numerous studies, over 90% of scientists studying the Earth's climate agree that the planet is warming and the humans are the primary cause. I believe there is still controversy about climate change because there is a lot of misinformation out there, and much of it stems from planned propaganda operations by businesses and politicians opposing to climate action. Misinformation about climate change serves a single purpose: to block climate change action. It has mostly succeeded in the United States, with policies to address climate change halted or delayed for decades. The American people have suffered greatly as a result of climate denial. If we don't uncover the truth, the damage, deaths, and harm to people will only get worse. The climate of the Earth has changed throughout history. NASA claims that there have been 7 cycles of glacial advance and retreat in the last 650,000 years, with the abrupt end of the last ice age about 11,700 years ago, marking the start of the present climate era and of human civilization. Solar energy, or the sun's energy output, ocean circulation such as El Niño and La Niña, volcanic activity, and the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere have all been discovered to be key drivers in historical climate change events. Some instances of past climate change events, according to Julia Rosen, a journalist with a PhD in geology, include the cold the Londoners experienced 300 years ago as a result of a combination of reduced solar output and increased volcanic activity, and 56 million years ago a massive release of greenhouse gases caused by volcanic activity or large methane deposits, or both, rapidly warmed the earth by at least 9 degrees Fahrenheit, causing climate chaos, choking the ocean, and triggering major extinctions. Variations in solar energy, ocean circulation, and volcanic activity have all been studied in the last few centuries, with the conclusion that they may have had a minor impact on climate, notably before the 1950s. However, these changes cannot explain the world's rapidly increasing temperature, particularly in the second half of the 20th century, when solar output actually decreased and volcanic eruptions cooled the planet. Rising greenhouse gas concentrations are the best explanation for the Earth's current warming. According to Rosen, studies examining ancient air bubbles trapped in ice suggest that concentrations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere was around 280 parts per million before 1750. It gradually increased until it reached 300 parts per million in 1900. CO2 levels soared as cars and electricity grew more common in modern life, reaching 420 parts per million lately. Methane, the second most major greenhouse gas, has increased by more than a factor of 2. Carbon is now being emitted at a far higher rate than it was 56 million years ago. This proves that human-caused global warming is the result of greenhouse gas emissions. Natural climate factors could not have resulted in such a rapid and persistent rise in surface temperatures. Climate model indicates that greenhouse warming can account for nearly all of the temperature change since 1950. According to Rosen, research shows that the chances of present warming occurring without anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions or greenhouse gas emissions induced by human activities are fewer than 1 in 100,000. We also know that we are contributing to rising greenhouse gas concentrations because the chemical signature of carbon in carbon dioxide reveals this, not only because we can quantify carbon dioxide emissions. According to Rosen, studies have shown carbon to be separated into 3 masses: 12, 13 and 14. Fossil fuels are, well, fossils, and they have been here for millions of years. As a result, all of the radioactive carbon that was originally there has decomposed, leaving no carbon-14 in this old organic matter. Because of this, carbon-14 is an excellent tracer of carbon dioxide produced by the combustion of fossil fuels. If fossil fuels were not to be responsible for rising carbon dioxide levels, we would expect the amount of carbon-14 in the atmosphere to decrease. And yes, this is exactly what the data reveal. Water vapor is the most abundant greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. However, studies reveal that it is not causing warming, rather it is a response to it. Research shows that warmer air retains more moisture, resulting in a snowball effect in which human-caused warming permits the atmosphere to contain more water vapor, intensifying climate change. The warming produced by man-made greenhouse gas emissions has been doubled as a result of this feedback cycle. The effect of climate change will be seen by society and ecosystems over the next century or two. However, our emissions will have a longer geological impact. According to some research, current levels of greenhouse gas may have already warmed the Earth sufficiently to postpone the next glacial cycle for at least another 50,000 years. Many people believe that climate change only involves higher temperatures. However, the rise in temperature is merely the beginning of the narrative. Changes in one place can influence changes in all others, since Earth is a system in which everything is connected. Intense droughts, water scarcity, devastating fires, rising sea levels, flooding, melting polar ice, catastrophic storms, and decreasing biodiversity are now among the consequences of climate change. The emissions that cause those dangers are already occurring, presenting serious moral concerns for our generation. According to scientists, society has put off action against climate change for so long that the threats have become severe. But it is not too late to act, as long as there are still unburned fossil fuels in the ground. Only when human emissions are reduced to zero will warming slow to a reasonably sustainable pace. I believe that it is our collective responsibility to take care of our planet. We need to solve our relationship with our planet. We must protect our planet so that it can protect us. The current pandemic has reminded me of how intertwined we are with nature and its well-being. The only way to solve the climate change problem, in my opinion, is to take large-scale coordinated action. We all are in this together, every person, every country, and we must work together to find a solution. We must all recognize that we all call this planet home. We must begin speaking up and demanding change, as well as work together to create a planet that we all can be proud of. Thank you for listening to Climate Crisis first episode. I hope to see you in the next episode when I'll talk about deforestation, another human activity, and its effects on our climate and planet.